The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Mark's Gospel is probably my favorite Gospel. I think he's done a great job with it, and maybe after Mass I can get you to sign my Bible. Well, the Gospel of Mark, it is direct and to the point. There are no wasted words in Mark's Gospel. He doesn't repeat himself like the others do, especially like John does. There is a willingness to let us see and hear what happens and to make up our own minds. Mark believes in the power of the Lord to change hearts and minds. And he's brutally honest about discipleship and the original disciples. He does not paint a flattering picture of those first disciples. Throughout the gospel, we see them bumble and stumble and fail. Those early disciples, they're just like all of us. And that is comforting, and it can also be uncomfortable at the same time. Comforting because, whew, I'm not the only one. They struggle, I struggle, there's hope for me. It's uncomfortable because, ew, that's me. But you can trace the disciples' journey in three phases in Mark's gospel. And he implies that there is a fourth after the gospel. In the first half, you see lots of wonder and excitement. They're all enthusiastic about following the Lord, but they haven't got a clue on what he's asking of them. They're in it for the power and the glory. They're excited, enthusiastic, but no idea what it really means to be a disciple. In the middle of the gospel, where this passage is from, there is a dawning of understanding for those disciples. They're getting an idea of what it means to follow Jesus, what he is asking of them. But still, they try to keep Jesus at arm's length. They try to limit what discipleship implies for their lives. Yes, we have to be the servants of all, but still, there has to be a pecking order, right? For ourselves, we may try to bargain or rationalize with Jesus. 2 out of 3 Sundays ain't bad. You can't offer the other cheek in every situation. And, you know, sacrificing of self, it's not always convenient. The end of his gospel, the passion narrative, we see denial and abandonment. A greater and greater understanding of what it really means to be a disciple, of what Jesus is asking of them. It's not just fancy slogans or over-the-top expressions that he's saying to get attention. He really means it when he says, you must be the servant of all. He's not joking when he says, deny self, pick up your cross, and follow me. This is a radical change of living. This is a whole new level of commitment. This is a new way of being. This is really, really hard. Denial and abandonment. It sounds bleak, but there is good news. That fourth phase, after the resurrection, understanding the cost of discipleship, accepting, embracing, living that new life. We know those early disciples reached that point. We are proof that they reached that point of discipleship. Otherwise, we would not be here. The beautiful thing about Mark's gospel is that those early disciples, just like all of us, the beautiful thing about Mark's gospel, if they can do it, so can we.